You're listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network on bingemedia.net. And now, a BingeCast commentary.
Oh, hello and welcome to another Binge Media commentary. BingeCast movie commentary. Oh, man. I got to get that title straight. Let's start it over. All right. Welcome to another BingeCast movie commentary only here on BingeMedia.net. I'm Pete Sutnick and welcome to the Day After Tomorrow commentary with Alex and Sierra. What's up?
Hey, man.
Oh, man. How'd you like that intro?
It was smooth.
Am I fired?
Don't let anybody say it wasn't smooth. It was smooth.
Okay, good. Now, you and I are continuing our disaster movie commentaries.
Yeah, look at us.
Look at us. I wonder what's next. Yeah. Who knows?
Who knew?
Maybe Mother, because that's a fucking disaster.
I don't know. Oh, that's kind of a disaster.
Well, they make a disaster of her house, so that's kind of a disaster movie.
Well, the sink wasn't braced. What are you going to do? It was her fault.
It is her fault. Yeah, so we're doing Roland Emmerich's 2004 disaster flick. Roland Emmerich. That's the name of the movie.
Yep, that's it.
The Day After Tomorrow. So, yeah, we did Poseidon, which was not by him. That was Wolfgang Peterson.
See?
So now we're doing this. I don't know what's next. You guys did Independence Day.
Right.
I don't want to do Independence Day 2. I don't know. Mm-hmm. We may have to do The Patriot at some point, even though that's not a disaster movie, but that's a great flick.
We're just doing great flicks.
Yeah, that's it. I know people were questioning my motives for picking Poseidon. There was a lot of random. That's a random pick. But, you know, yeah. It was New Year's. And guess what? We had a blast. So hopefully everyone else did as well. That's right. All I can ask for.
That's right.
So we are at 12 seconds on our copy or that we have of this film. It's the 20th Century Fox logo. Kind of the camera's kind of pacing around it, and it's kind of straight ahead shot. 12 seconds, and it's turning a little gray because, you know, this movie gets a little cold.
It is the day after tomorrow. That day is cold.
Yes. So we're going to do a 3, 2, 1, go, and on go, we hit play. So don't forget, 12 seconds, okay? Everybody ready?
Love.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go.
Go. Super cold.
So cold.
Super cold.
There's lightning. Look at that. They're just setting it up for us.
Oh, fuck.
What'd you do?
Hold on. Where are you at right now? What?
Dude. I'm at 36, 37. 38. Okay. A Roland Emmerich film.
Boom.
Oh, yeah. You good?
Bros. Yeah, we're good. Fuck yeah, we're good.
So good. The day after tomorrow.
Yeah. See, this is right before where Hollywood felt really safe beating the shit out of New York City.
Yeah.
Before they moved to Chicago. And then Chicago got the shit beat out of itself for years.
By Transformers.
Yep. Emmy Rossum.
Welcome back, Emmy. We just saw you in Poseidon.
Mm-hmm.
We got a little Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
One of my favorite things about commentaries is looking up filmography of all the actors to see what they've done before and what they've done nearby. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
That's always a blast.
Especially if, you know, a movie that's, 15 years old at this point?
Yeah.
You know, like, careers could have dropped off. Also, you know, 15 years, you know, from a movie's premiere, like, some of the people that were popular then are not popular now.
Exactly. this movie has a little negative where Poseidon was a positive, where Poseidon had better CGI than this fucking movie.
Now, you recently rewatched this, no?
I think I watched this twice before doing this commentary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And the CGI is not good here.
No. It's horrendous. There's wolves. They look as bad as the Last Jedi wolves.
They're so bad.
They may as well be the Last Jedi wolves.
Yeah.
Is this the planet of Krait? That's a Star Wars joke.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. For us nerds out there, going bleep.
The computer club.
Roland Emmerich. Story by Roland Emmerich.
Yeah, he thought of this shit.
What if we screenplay. What if we open on the planet of Krait and all these archaeologists are there?
This is kind of the beginning. Well, I guess it's the after the main beginning of National Treasure when Nick Cage is out there looking for the ship.
Yeah.
This is kind of like this scene. Oh, do you?
Yeah. What's that?
No, he was, I'm mimicking this guy. Hey, I think I got the hang of it. Just the way that guy looks, and, you know, I don't want to make fun of a person the way they look, but I wouldn't hire that guy.
No, I wouldn't either.
Kind of just looks like a goofball. I don't trust you. Quaid is kind of horrendous in this movie, by the way.
Quaid's pretty bad, I remember that.
Yeah. It could be the script, though. I mean, Roland Emmerich did the screenplay, so I don't know what that's saying.
Hmm.
He just may have bad lines to work with. Oh, shit. As cold as it is here, it feels like that's how cold it is in New Jersey right now. I mean, I know it's like, I think it's like 30s, but this is the coldest it's been so far, and I hate it.
Yeah, it's pretty gross here, too. It's like we're like mid-20s.
It's so windy. I don't know if it's windy by you in the Windy City. But it is fucking windy here, man. I can't even breathe.
Oh, there he goes.
Yep. Oh, I think you're ahead of me. Hair.
Oh.
That's okay.
Boom, I just paused that.
Oh, there goes the machine.
Fuck.
That doesn't look too bad. That didn't look that bad. Let's see if the... Oh, God. That looks bad. Oh, let's see. Go with that jump.
Nailed it.
Quaid's got ups. Let's see.
He's got to get all his Mondo tube posters back to the fucking base.
That was Falvey jumping over. I got it, Inglourious Bastards. Oh, that was awful. All right, let's see what Dennis Quaid was doing around these times.
Okay, 2004. Is this during Traffic?
Traffic was 2000.
Holy shit, my old.
Then he did The Rookie in 2002. Far From Heaven, 2002. Cold Creek Manor, 2003.
Ah, yeah, I saw that in the theater.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Cold Creek Manor?
Yeah.
CCM? You saw CCM?
I saw CCM in that shit. Fucking Stephen Dorff is a creep in that.
Ah, Stephen Dorff. I talked to my dad today about Stephen Dorff movie. Isn't that weird?
What? That's weird. Yeah, it's weird.
Remember
was
that movie?
Deuces?
No, Felon with...
Oh, that's a good movie, actually.
Yeah, because we were talking about... Because I thought someone was at my house last night and had a bat with me. And then we were talking about... I'm really backtracking here. We were talking about... Like, oh, what if I killed him on my property? And my dad's like, wasn't there a movie about something like that? I'm like, yeah, Felon.
Yeah, there was, Dad.
So
you're just like proud of your dad. Like, fucking good pull, dude.
Yeah. It was amazing. And he did Frequency before Traffic with...
Love Frequency. Great movie.
My mom loves that movie. That's a mom movie.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And after Day After Tomorrow, he did In Good Company. So he... Flight of the Phoenix.
That wasn't a bad movie either.
Which one?
In Good Company. It's a little cheesy.
Yeah, that's ScarJo, right?
ScarJo and...
Topher?
Eric Foreman from 70 Show. Topher Grace.
Topher Grace. He You know, he doesn't get, like, the super, super leads here. And if he does, it's like a straight to red box.
Yeah.
And he could have easily
gotten ensemble.
Yeah. I mean, he could have easily gotten, you know, the Nick Cage treatment or the Travolta treatment, but I think he's like a little, he's like a little bit above them while these movies are making it to theater.
Yeah, he also wound up doing a lot of TV too. He's in that Vegas show for a couple years.
Mm. True. Oh, he did a Drunk History, which is also, it's always good to see actors do shit like that, because you know they're kind of like down to earth.
Fun with it, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
That's cool. Workaholic, same thing, same kind of. All right. So where are we at? We're at the vice president. Oh, this is kind of funny too, because Ian Holm, right?
He's Bilbo.
He plays like, I guess he's like a glorified meteorologist in this. And doesn't he play that in fucking Aviator? There's no clouds.
Speaking of Recall, you fucking love that movie, huh?
What, Aviator?
I don't know if I saw the... Yeah, I saw the Aviator. Yeah, that's right. I don't remember him in it, though.
He was the guy that was yelling at DiCaprio because they couldn't figure out why the planes look like they're stagnant in the air. He's like, because there's... And then DiCaprio's like, there's no clouds. And he's forcing Ian Holmes to tell him when there's going to be clouds. And he's like, I don't know. And then he makes him be like the... I think he makes him pretend he's like a producer at one of the meetings. And he's talking about like the lady's boobs and he's pointing at him.
God damn, man.
You don't remember that?
I only saw it once.
Aviator. It's good. Good flick. Good flick. All right, where are we at here? Headland Climate Research Center in Scotland.
In Scotland. So Dennis Quaid was where? And he was just warning them, Hey, New York City's about to get the shit beat out of him.
Yeah, there's something going on. People, you know, he knows information. That's all we need to know. He knows. And the vice president is saying, like, go fuck yourself, bro. temperature change. Thank God they label it up top so I know what the hell's going on.
Thank God they're monitoring this in the research center. Climate Research Center in Scotland.
And they look cold in there, too.
Oh, yeah.
You think they'd get fucking nice heating system going on? This guy's wearing his football jumper or whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Like track jacket.
Ugh, so gross.
Got enough satellites up there?
He gets every channel.
Frodo, I'm home. Oh.
Is this Bag End, where they just got satellites everywhere?
It's Hobbiton. Were there any black hobbits?
No, this is my big problem with the movie.
Oh.
Otherwise, it's a 9 out of 10.
All three?
There's no black hobbits. No, they just, they're called orcs. They just
wear their black. Jesus.
No, I know. Fucking racist as fuck.
Up, here we go. Now, all right. So now they think like, no, I'm not saying that joke. Well, you know what? Roland Emmerich do Godzilla?
Yeah.
See?
Now
we're watching Godzilla.
This is an outtake from Godzilla? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. This is before they hired Matthew Broderick. Law's favorite movie.
He fucking loves that movie.
He does. Look how bad that ice is on the ground. He's not even kicking any of it.
Mm-mm. How are some of them flying fucking horizontally?
Someone's Oh, that was terrible when it hit the wall.
It's a bad move. Like, why would he just run out there?
Yeah, he was fine. Oh, look at that phone. That's a good one.
That was a good phone. Fucking Capitol Hill. You ever been to D.C.?
I've been there twice. Nice. Once when I was in fifth grade because it was part of the school thing. Mm-hmm. That's what schools around here do. They take a bus and they bring you to Washington for like 3 days or whatever. And then I went out there because I had a show. I think I had a show in Washington one time, like a gig. But I didn't do like sightseeing and seeing all the, you know, monuments and all that.
Yeah.
Nonsense.
Look at young Jake Gyllenhaal.
Now, the mom here, she's in Independence Day Resurgence.
She is.
Yeah. And, what?
What's her name?
Oh, Cella Ward.
Oh, Cella Ward?
Yeah.
Yeah, she was,
Fugitive.
I didn't kill my wife.
Helen Kimball.
Yep.
And she was in Gone Girl, it says. Remind me who it was in Gone. Do you know? Sharon Schreiber.
Fucking Sharon Schreiber. I don't know who that is.
I don't remember what she played. Who she was. She was maybe like a newscaster or
something like that. Yeah.
Hell, I don't know. Cela Ward.
She was in one episode of a Tapped Out show, Westworld, that I tapped out of.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I like this actor.
This guy's always a good character.
Great character actor.
Yeah. Very solid.
Yeah.
Find his name.
All right, you're going to do that? You're going to do him?
Yeah.
You do him. Jake. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Jake Gyllenhaal.
I saw him in New York City one time. I didn't say anything to him. He was across the street.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That's my story. That's my Jake
that was
Gyllenhaal.
It?
That's it. I was working on an apartment in New York City, and he was across the street. And then he went into...
You could have been like, yo.
Yo, JG, Donnie. Up? Donnie Darko.
Hey, Donnie fucking Darko over here.
Yeah, I could have totally been a complete New Yorker. Hey, look at this fuck. Donnie Darko, what are you doing?
I can't find this guy's name. What the fuck?
Let me help you out.
I think it's Yep, Nestor Serrano. He was in Bad Boys. He's in Lethal Weapon 2.
Nice.
This guy's fucking IMDb is as long as a CVS receipt. This guy is solid, is what I'm saying.
Guess what I did the other day at CVS? The guy's folding it, right? So I don't drag it on the floor. I go, you know what?
Yeah.
I don't even want it.
Keep it.
I said, keep it. I'm not going to use it.
Yeah, I'm not. I just bought gum. That's it. I don't need a fucking 4-foot receipt.
I bought gum, and it's going to say, here's 50 cents off of shampoo. No, I'm good. You didn't even match what I was purchasing. All right, Jake Gyllenhaal. Let's see.
This guy, we're seeing some bad weather over there. No fucking shit.
This guy's been in something. Help me out.
Who? This guy
this,
doing
this guy doing
leg ups?
Yeah. I'm going to have to fucking look this guy up.
Hmm.
He's been in something. Oh. No. I want to say like Sonny.
No. Oh, okay.
I want to say Sonny. I don't know what his fucking name is. How the fuck am I going to find this out? This is going to be so hard to find, like, Spaceman 2.
Yeah, exactly. Astronaut? Maybe?
Oh, God. I dug myself here. But now I got to find him now.
Now you have to find
him. Now I got to. Where are you, guy?
I just typed in astronaut. Pulled him up.
What's his name?
Was he a Russian astronaut? No.
No. Wait,
is it this guy? No, it's not this guy.
Oh, God. Oh, you know what? He was in Sonny. I know for a fact he was in Sonny. He was in the reunion episode. He was the one that Dee, like, sat at the cool. He was, like, the cool guy. He sat at the table. She sat at the table with him trying to be cool, and he just fucking didn't want anything to do with any of them and really downplayed Dennis's character because he thought he was like a golden god. I'm going to go with that. I think Oh my God. Have you ever been on a plane with some bad turbulence?
Yeah, like this? we flew back from Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, does she have his hand on his balls?
No.
What was that? That's... Oh, it's on the armrest. Oh. Yeah, the plane fucking dropped. Because, like, we were in the Gulf Stream and it ended, so we just, like, fucking dropped and everyone screamed.
Ugh.
And I was hyped up on Benadryl. I was, like, passed out anyway. And I'm like, fuck it. If we die, we die.
Jesus.
I know. But it's, like, it's literally freeing. Like, there's nothing I could do. Like, screaming's not going to do anything.
You're not wrong.
Also, I'm going back to sleep. Fuck you guys. And the flight attendant was, like, screaming. Like, the woman with the baby, sit down!
Oh, my God.
He was freaked out.
Yeah, no thanks. All right, so what I decided to do was go to Always Sunny.
And see,
and go from there, because that's how positive I am.
That makes sense.
But I just want to double check. Yeah, he's right here. He's right here in the fucking thumbnail, this fucking guy. But what the fuck's his name now? It still doesn't give me his name.
It still doesn't.
Oh, you fucking cocksucker. It wasn't Tim Murphy. Brad Fisher? No, fuck. All right, what's going on screen here while I'm doing the stupid
Bilbo's
thing?
Bilbo's telling one of the other guys, hey, this is still blinking. Hey, two more things are blinking now.
Gandalf's on his way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, I found it. Sasha Roiz. R-O-I-Z.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
He's from Montreal.
Montreal, Denis Louis.
And he was in The Day After Tomorrow. Yes. I'm so good.
Damn, you fucking nailed it.
Fucking nailed that shit. I'm going to go. I'm going to leave you because I nailed it. All right, here we are. We're in New York now, right?
All right, so they're all classmates, right?
They're all classmates, and they're all, like, on some kind of, like trivia. Not trivia. You know what I mean. Like, they're all,
like, a debate team or something?
Yeah, something like that.
Are they high schoolers?
Yes.
This is exactly like Independence Day, when they're all looking at the clouds.
Yep.
Fucking horrible. Like, this fucking otter's just like, are you kidding me? That's not an otter.
He's like, get me out of here. Oh, God.
Oh, wolves, you get it? Right?
Oh, they're terrible.
There's some roar shadowing there.
Oh, God.
No, wolves don't roar. Like, that was the problem with the joke.
Where do I start?
Like, I always hate... Okay. What?
No, go.
No,
go.
I was gonna say, we see the homeless dude.
Yeah.
Like, we'll go back to, and uh-huh. I always hated how he's the one who's gonna tell everybody how to live and be comfortable because he's homeless.
Yeah. He was. Oh God. Why do I fucking do this to myself? Remember how I said I love looking at filmography of these actors in the movies?
Yeah. Now I'm driving my. Are you stuck in a rabbit hole?
No, I was going to say this guy, the homeless guy.
Yeah.
I believe, I don't know what movie it was, but someone steals his convertible and then they crash it in the divider and all the water goes everywhere. Do you remember that movie?
I think I know that actor too.
Yeah, he's that guy.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, God. We are like really derailing.
Yep, that's it. Glenn Plummer.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, there
he
is.
He was in Showgirls. He was in Speed. He was in that Speed. Other movie.
Wasn't it Speed? Where they crash? He crashes into the divider with all the water?
I think so. Yeah, he was in Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, no. Speedy's on the bus. Okay, hold on here. What movie am I thinking of?
I think he's in, like... What is it? God damn it. I just had it. Hold on, I'm looking.
He's in a lot of shit. Saw 2.
That's right. He's in Menace to Society.
Menace to
South Central. You ever watch that movie?
No.
Where he makes the silencer out of a potato.
Oh, look at this guy.
Ah.
Ooh, he's in Heist. I like Heist.
I think think he's in Colors. Yeah, he's in Colors.
Showgirl Speed. Oh, Jaguar owner. So maybe he is that guy.
What do you mean? He's in Speed.
In Speed.
Right.
Yeah, you know what? That's how Keanu Reeves gets on the bus.
It's through that guy?
I think so. He steals that guy's car, but that guy gets into the passenger seat. He drives along. He's like, get me closer. And he pulls in. Keanu Reeves makes the jump, and then that guy crashes into the divider with all the water barrels.
This guy's a hustler, man. He fucking puts out like 3 movies a year.
He's cray. I said cray.
Yeah, you did. I was just waiting for the Z, that's all.
Oh, no. All right, where are we?
All right, so Bilbo. Dennis Quaid. You were right about this whole thing. I shouldn't have doubted you. What the fuck do we do? And Dennis Quaid's like, I'm going to walk to New York City in this movie.
And then Ian Holm's like, listen, let me tell you a story about this one guy. He walked to Mordor one time.
And you know what? He was never the same afterwards.
Yeah. He's like, listen, you're going to walk there. Let me tell you, you're going to need a Samwise Gamgee. You're going to need a fucking ring. You're going to need some malice bread. All we have is malice bread.
You're going to need some pork roll on the way up to New York City. So stop there for a fucking pork roll and cheese.
And then once you cross over the Hudson River, then you got to get some Taylor ham.
Yeah, then you got to do that.
And then when you go further south in Jersey, then it turns back to pork roll. Like the idiots.
That's retarded. So stupid.
That guy's funny. The news anchor, he's in a lot of shit.
Yeah.
Oh, God, I'm not looking him up. I don't care. Look at these two banging.
Yep.
I like this guy. He's like kind of I guess he's another meteorologist. I think, is everyone a meteorologist in this movie?
Everyone in this movie is a meteorologist.
Okay, so this is
even
like
this guy with the fucking vacuum floor.
Hey. He's like, oh, come on.
I would have high-fived that guy.
You would have high-fived him as you walked past
him? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which guy are you, though?
I'm the meteorologist.
I'm just checking. You said I would have high-fived that guy, but...
Oh, yeah, you're right. If I was a meteorologist guy and I was just about to get some...
You'd high-five the waxer.
I'd high-five the janitor guy. Just be like, here, take a sniff of these fingers, too. That might have been a little bit too much.
Smell those the day after tomorrow, though. Whoa. Good timing. Weather Channel on, and then looking outside.
Yeah, that looks bad, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's our copy, but that looks pretty bad.
I don't think I've ever been, like, freaked out by weather.
Oh, you don't live in the Midwest, sir.
No.
Oh, we get the fucking tornadoes and shit.
Well, you're crazy.
Oh, that tall guy's in Ray Donovan. He's one of the brothers.
Is he goofy in that shit, too? Because he's just got that goofy face, man.
Yeah, he's goofy in that one, too.
Like, he's like Michael Rapaport's brother.
Yeah. He got beat up way too many more times than Michael Rapaport did. He took all the punches. He's a little punch drunk, as it were. What's going on here?
Hey, everyone, look at the... What are they looking at?
I'd be pissed if somebody walked in front of me while we're all looking at this small TV.
Yeah.
It'd be like a concert. Be like, what the fuck?
Come on, man. I'm watching that. I mean, how many tornadoes do we need, Roland?
Apparently 4 is a good number for him.
Yeah.
I could have put another couple of them in there. Look at, he's just like destroying every landmark in every city.
They're all trailer moments, though.
Yeah, they're all trailer. The first half hour of this movie is just all trailer moments.
Yeah.
Look at the
Capitol building. Let's do the Hollywood sign. Yep. We'll drown Liberty. That's the trailer. And guess what? Everyone's going to come see this movie. And you know what? That's going to bring me to... Box office mojo.
Box office round. We got some box office numbers.
We got some box office numbers.
That's an old one.
That's a great one, man.
All right.
All right.
Day after tomorrow.
Are you doing it? I got it up too.
Yeah, I'm looking at it too.
All right, we're going to look at it together.
Let's do this.
Okay. Budget. $125 million. That was Jake Gyllenhaal's paycheck.
No, he wasn't that big at that point.
Oh.
It was probably Bilbo's.
Now. It was all CGI. Let's be honest.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Domestic. 186. So we made some profit.
All right. We're a little bit there.
Opening weekend, 68 mil. That doesn't seem like a lot. Maybe for 2004, but today standards, right. you need to crack 100 mil today. And foreign, 357. So worldwide, 544. So this movie made a ton of money.
A ton of money.
Yeah.
I bet you it's a lot of anti-American fucking foreigners too. They're just like, I want to see the U.S. get, you know, it's shit handed to them.
Yeah. I'm trying to look at this ranking system, see if they got anything. So Memorial Day, 4-day holiday weekend opener. It's number 9.
Okay.
Let's see the list. Pirates, Indiana Jones, X-Men, Fast and Furious, X-Men Hangover Part 2, Solo, Jurassic Lost World, and Day After Tomorrow. Stand strong at number 9 for a Memorial Day weekend opener. Wow.
Do you remember like all the trailers for this and all the hype around it?
Oh, yeah. And guess what? I probably was in the theater watching this shit, too.
Oh, I definitely was in the theater watching this horse shit.
Look at this guy's stash. He's got 6 stash.
It's a pretty nice stash.
Yeah.
So what, I mean, we wound up, you know, not absolutely loving Poseidon. And these are both comparable disaster movies. There's no big baddie or anything. They're just, it's a, you know, survival movie, right?
Yeah, they're both survival.
What makes this different, though? Because I can tell you right out of the gate. I mean, we're only a half hour in. We're, you know, going to be watching this still, but I don't think I'd put this over Poseidon.
Ooh. You like Poseidon better?
From what I remember. Because I remember hating this movie.
This movie does not hold up well at all.
It's fun to rip on, though.
That's why we're doing this.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem with releasing the podcast. It'll say Poseidon commentary. And then everyone's just like, what the hell?
Yep.
And then we're going to release the Day After Tomorrow commentary. And we're going to be like, okay, what's going on?
Put in the article title. I know. Or we know.
You know what? I'm going to do it.
Instead of the year, parentheses, we know.
All right, everybody, listen up. We got a storm.
Now, y'all know I've been in a lot of movies, so just trust me. Now, you did the box office mojo. Well, hold on. I'll wait till after his speech. And then we'll get to a little Rotten Tomatoes reviews.
Yes. And during his speech, maybe I'll do a couple trivia if there's anything short here. Oh, here we go. In 2008, Yahoo Movies listed the film as one of the top 10 scientifically inaccurate movies.
That shit always cracks me up. It's like, come on. It's a fucking movie.
I know. It's in the top 10 scientifically inaccurate movie. What about Alien, Aliens? Like, just any of that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
It's all fiction. There's no difference between science fiction and fiction. It's just all fucking made up.
Oh, listen to this one. This one's strange. South Park creators Trey Parker and Matt Stone managed to get their hands on a copy of this film's script during its pre-production. The two planned on secretly shooting the same film with puppets instead of actors, word for word, and release it on the same day.
That's fucking awesome.
The duo abandoned these plans after their lawyer convinced them that such a film would never get released. That is hysterical.
It's funny, man.
According to Roland Emmerich, Emmy Rossum gave Jake Gyllenhaal a deep French kiss during their first read.
Oh my God. Woman.
I had to whisper that one.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.
Oh, the breath coming out of the actor's mouth, CGI. There's your $125 million right there.
Yeah.
This seemed to be a more practical way of doing it rather than freezing the set.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. I mean, I kind of get that, but you shouldn't have spent $125 million on it.
No, you shouldn't.
Who's the older guy in the back?
Oh, that guy.
That guy's been in a bunch of stuff.
They need to make the thumbnails of these actors a lot bigger on IMDb. If this is your source of where people are going to see actors, they need to make it like an inch by 2 inches. It's the smallest thumbnail.
So it's J.O. Sanders.
You're so fast, bro.
Yeah, he's in a bunch of stuff, too. Another character actor. Does a lot of TV.
UMDB.
YMDB.
Now, this kid's name is Peter. He's reading Peter Pan. I mean, they really jam it down your throat here. Quaid, he can't figure it out. This guy just rolled into frame.
Could be my new favorite part of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, I want to rewind
it. He did it, Quaid.
I'm gonna do that on the podcast. Hopefully you guys can hear that.
Let me hear it.
Hey, Law.
Dude, that guy just popped out as soon as you said that shit. He's like, how come we never banged before? You said never when it was going to rain hard, you were going to bang me.
Yeah, you said if it was the last day on the earth.
Yeah. And she's like, all right, we'll bang on the day after tomorrow.
That's what this movie's about?
Yeah, it's just these two banging. And she just keeps pushing it off to the day after tomorrow.
Hey, Dennis Quaid, I got these reports for you to look over. Hopefully we can extend this little catastrophe just another day or so.
So wait, you want it to be released on the day after tomorrow?
Ideally, it'd be great.
It's like having that that sign in bars that says like free beer tomorrow. We're just gonna use that joke this whole time.
Or free beer 9 p.m. But it's the band's name is Free Beer.
Oh, nice.
Go on.
Me and Tom, who's on the host of the sportscast.
Oh, I know that guy.
He every time someone, because every show, some jagoff yells out "Free Bird." So yeah. We just pretend like we misheard them, and then we're like, "Oh, free beer! Awesome!" We don't know what other joke to make when someone says that. Mm-hmm. We just kind of just be like, "Oh my God!" Or another joke we say is like, "You're at every show." Like it's always the same guy.
Yeah, yeah.
At every right, show. Yeah. Like, we were just in Atlantic City last night. How did you get up here so fast?
Yeah. I always like the, even if we played it, you probably wouldn't even fucking know it anyway.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
People are just like, it's a meme, right? That you just fucking throw out.
Oh, yeah. They don't know. I guarantee the people or the kids that are saying it nowadays don't know that song. Yeah, they don't know what the fuck they're talking about. Listen, there's Transformers. There's robots.
Well... All right.
These movies are so interchangeable.
They are. This is Vice, too, because it's fucking Chaney right here.
You see that yet?
No, watching it tonight.
Ah. Nice. This is where Quaid is saying we have to evacuate major cities, and the vice president is going, go fuck yourself.
Ah, fuck you.
Yeah. Because we got to get the vice president's redemption at the end, you know, like a change of heart.
Mm-hmm. The Chaney of heart.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Hang up now, because I don't know if you can one-up that at all. At the museum. You ever go to a museum in New York City? The Met, MoMA.
Went to MoMA. Fucking loved MoMA.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's where I saw Starry Night, and I fucking cried. I was hungover as fuck. That was the day after we hung out. The day after tomorrow. Yeah, it's the day after we hung out.
You ever go to Natural History?
No, did it go to the Natural History Museum?
Maybe we'll do that next time you come into town.
I'm down with that.
All right.
Chicago's got a couple of fun fucking museums, too.
Yeah, you don't got to one-up me now. Relax. Take it easy.
Hey, you know what? We got museums.
Hey, we got museums, too, bro.
We got the Museum of Pizza, the Museum of Sausage, and Italian Beefs.
Museum.
We got the Bears Museum. We got the Sport Museum.
Hey, it's freezing in here, guys. I fucking know it's freezing in here.
Hey, can we do something about this?
Hey, yeah, Bilbo. Use that fucking wizard mat. Are they wizards? No, he's not a wizard.
No, he's
Gandalf the wizard.
Yeah. Where's your wizard friend to just start some fire out of nowhere? That's what they call magic. Every magic trick is just out of nowhere. And then there was a card that appeared out of nowhere. Also, this guy's Scottish. I don't know why we're using the northeastern accent.
That's a drink a lot. Look at that computer. That shit's awesome.
Yeah.
It's got an ass on it and everything.
It's a good idea. Let's hop in a couple of helicopters and ride right into the eye of the storm.
Listen, it's 40 below. Let's fly these choppers in there. The engine should work great. Our fuel won't freeze. Our propellers won't freeze. We're good.
We're
to
okay.
go.
Okay. Look at us in the eye.
This scene could mirror the scene where the three choppers go to the spaceship outside of Independence Day.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
When they're trying to communicate with them with the lights, and then they just fucking destroy.
Yeah. The Ermagerds are just like, suck my dick.
America, or the world's like, hey, what's going on in there? And they're like, fuck you. And this is like them going into the storm and be like, yo, what's up, Storm?
Yep.
And the Storm's like, a lot of coldness. Here you go. He
pulls out a little can of de-icer and just starts trying to de-ice the fucking chopper.
Where's that antifreeze?
God damn it.
Ooh. This is scary when the guy tries to exit the chopper. Do you remember this?
No.
Ready? I'm gonna stay silent. Get your reaction. Reaction video. Here we go. Ready?
Where's your gloves? God damn it. You gotta put your gloves on. Ah! What the fuck?
I mean, his hands should have been frozen already, and he probably wouldn't have been able to open the door because there's some mornings I go to the car, and I can't fucking open the door because it's frozen.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
Yeah. That's the same thing.
Like, he didn't even, when he opened the door, he didn't even do one of the, like, where you rub your hands together and shit. And he didn't even do one of those things because that might have helped.
He didn't blow in his palms. What are you drinking now over there?
I'm having wine, sir.
Oh my god, you're so sophisticated watching a non-sophisticated movie.
Pretty sophisticated these days.
You're not even watching, like, The Artist or anything.
I'm holding it by the stem, by, like,
oh my god,
hand upside down. My hand upside down by the, like, fucking stem. Like, welcome to the Binge Cast commentary. For day after tomorrow, welcome.
Welcome.
I don't know why that's my sophisticated voice.
I don't know. It's scary. It's very, like... It's pretty scary. Yeah, it's very horrific.
Thanks.
Now, So they met another teammate, right? Or not another teammate. Another team's...
Not another team movie. What?
Not another team member. And he brings him... He's a rich boy.
Yeah.
And he's not happy. He's not happy about it. He's like, yeah, this is my father's place. Well, I don't know. I just poop here.
Right. It's overlooking Central Park. No big deal.
Yeah, I mean, I just use it to shit, but that's about it.
And I don't even shit in the bathroom. Shit wherever I want. Just clean that up.
And then Jarvis comes in and wipes it up.
Jarvis, darling, pick up the shit I just shat in this corner.
Ask Jeeves. Is that still a search engine?
That's what I'm using.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I use Ask Jeeves all the time.
Ask Jeeves what movie this homeless guy is in. Yeah, he's like, go fuck yourself, sir. Are you looking up Ask Jeeves?
I am. I'm looking it up right now.
No, you're not.
Yep.
Sorry, we have not... Our site has not been available since The Day After Tomorrow movie came out.
Well, we'll see. What movie was that black guy from Day After Tomorrow in?
Wait, so the site is live?
Yeah.
No way.
It's amazing, too.
No way.
Yep.
Does it have all, like, children art like Google has?
It looks pretty bad.
I can't stand all that fucking art that Google puts up as their title.
Just on the homepage?
Yeah, enough already.
Yeah, stop trying to be clever.
Yeah.
Fuckers.
We'll have a fifth grade from Nebraska send in their Google.
This is Liam from Nebraska's Google drawing.
He's in fifth grade and he has one pinky.
Actually, I'd like to see that drawing. It'd probably be with what pinky? That's pretty amazing.
Goggle?
It's just a one feathered turkey. He's your whole hand.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
Headless turkey with one feather. One tail feather.
Look how high that water is. I'd be like, why don't we go back inside?
I'd be like, what was the servant's name? Jarvis?
Well, Jarvis is Tony Stark's guy. Tony Stark's like AI in his house.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this scene drives me crazy. They're looking at like all the animals and then they're like, the wolves got out.
Where did the wolves go? We should have listened to them.
This is where I feel like Garrett Collins.
Why?
Because this is the pandering shit that he hates.
Mm-hmm.
He hates pandering to the audience.
Yes, absolutely.
And I agree with him on certain things. He thinks a lot of things are pandering, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. The fucking standing around watching a television.
They do so much of that in this movie.
Yeah. You know what? You filmed it. You do this today, this movie, and everyone's on their phones.
Yeah, they're on their phones.
Yeah, no one's looking at one fucking box TV in the wall. Look at that water. Unbelievable.
Fuck that.
No. No thanks. I love the ShopRite bag on his head. Oh, he's stealing a hot dog?
Mm-hmm.
This guy. Do we like him? Do we like him anymore? Now he's a thief? All right, relax, Tub. Relax, Tubby.
Read the sign.
He's like, listen, this goatee, I know it doesn't look weird, but it hides my double chin line. That's why I grow it.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. That's a great umbrella. That worked. That's working, Emmy.
Yeah, that's great. Still hold that up. Yeah.
This guy I fucking hate. He goes on the bus. He's like, I'll give you 200. And it's in service. What else is he in? I'll give you $100 to put it in service.
Yeah, take that.
Yeah, take 200.
It's
yeah,
like Kyle Gass?
It looks like Kyle Gass. This weather's tenacious.
I'd give it a D.
D as in Day After Tomorrow. Oh my God, we're really digging on the bottom of the barrel with these jokes.
Yeah, we are.
I can't understand you, so I'm going to stay here until I understand you.
What are you saying?
What are you saying? I'm going to be here for days. I'm going to learn your language.
Oh, blood in the water, sharks, our shark.
Sharks. It turns into fucking deep blue sea.
Mm-hmm. Deep blue NYC.
Oh, she is such a savior, this woman. Wait, I got to find out that guy.
This fucking trailer money shot.
Oh, my God. That looks good.
But that still looks good.
Yeah.
It's almost like when you watch AI and, like, New York City's, like, fucking under, you know, like, 1,000 feet of water or whatever.
The still looks Spielberg's good. Artificial intelligence movie?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. I didn't know what you were talking about first.
Yeah. I mean, the idea of that is so kind of like overwhelming, but when it's done really well on film, it's just so satisfying.
It's so creepy. Oui, oui.
Comment allez-vous?
Oui, oui. Cover your eyes. Oh, fuck that, man. Did you see? Did you see that tsunami that hit Indonesia? Did you see the video? Did you see the video?
Brutal.
Of the concert?
Oh, of the concert? Yeah. The recent one.
My God. The recent one.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Terrifying. There's nothing you can do. There's nothing you can do.
Kyle Gass.
The water rises so fast, too.
Oh, God. It looks like Kyle Gass. It's not him, but it looks just like him. He's like, Wonder Boy, what is the secret of your power?
It's very timely.
Well, that doesn't look bad. Obviously,
yeah, this looks cool.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's a Cloverfield shot right there. But then again, Cloverfield's 4 years after this.
That's right. No wonder why Cloverfield's feet were all wet still. That doesn't make any sense.
Does it? It doesn't, but I'm laughing.
Look at this shit. Holy fuck balls.
Yeah, I'm good. Nah, I'm good. Nah. Nah, I'm good.
Nah, I'm good. Yeah, let's outrun this fucking tidal wave.
Yeah. Well, he's in love with her.
He is in love with her.
Yeah, we don't find out that he's in love with her until later. I mean, we could tell, but he doesn't tell her till later. He's like, you know why I joined the debate team?
Yeah.
Because of you.
And she's like, no. And he's like, this is where we're doing debating.
You want to go on a debate with me? There's no way. These fucking revolving doors would explode in their face. I guess they kind of do. Homeless man's... Oh, that looks so terrible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one looks gross. That one's a bad one.
Yeah. That is the lowest building in that two-block radius. Like, lowest floor level. They need to go to a fucking high-rise.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, that's the best you could draw, bitch?
You just did that? Looks beautiful, sir.
Wait, you got crayons? How many crayons you got? 64? I only have 12, sir.
What is he doing? Okay, let's get a little critic review.
Oh, let's get...
Tomato meter, 44%. Audience score is always higher than the tomato meter, Pete. What do you think it is?
I'm going to go 54.
It's actually 50%.
Ooh.
So generally, like we were talking about in Poseidon, generally the audience score is at least 10% more, or right around there, than the tomato meter, which are the critics.
Yeah.
And this one, it seems like the... critics and the people are feeling the same way about it.
Feeling
this.
The same. I mean, it is what it is. That's the best thing I could say about this movie of how you can review it. It's, you know what you're getting yourself into. Same with Poseidon. But I feel like a lot more people haven't seen Poseidon. I think everyone has seen this movie.
Yeah, I'd agree with that. I would say that. I bet that more people have watched this than they have Poseidon, for sure.
That's what I just said.
No, you said you were all right, Spider.
No, I said more.
You're right.
I think I confused my wording, but I said more people haven't seen Poseidon. Mm-hmm. Where you're like, more people have seen this. And we both said two different things, but meant the same thing.
Yeah, totally. That's what makes our... on-air relationship works so much better than fucking sliced cheese.
Yeah.
What?
I don't fucking know what you're saying.
I love some cheese right now, though. A little sharp cheddar.
I got that upstairs, actually. It's leftover from New Year's. You think it's still good?
What are we, 11 days out? Yeah, why not?
Is anyone still saying Happy New Year to you?
They're saying Happy Jew Year, and I'm not sure why.
Well, you got to stop wearing that yarmulke.
I think you're probably right.
Don't wear that, then they won't say it. I had someone say Happy New Year to me yesterday, and I didn't say Happy New Year back.
That's weird. Why? Was it like at a store or something?
Where the fuck was it?
See, because the other day I went into the bar and there were people that I haven't seen since New Year. So I was like, hey, Happy New Year. Hope it was a good one. Let me get on my fucking way then. I got to get into my own shit at this point.
I'm trying to think who said it. Oh, you know what? I was at a bar yesterday and one of the guys knew me and Michelle and he came over. He's like, hey, what's going on, guys? Happy New Year. I'm like,
cool.
I don't even know what I said. How did I get out of that? But I know I didn't say it because then I walked away. I'm going, should I have fucking said that?
Yeah, that's you're very fucking Larry David there.
I'm not a social, what's the word? Like, I don't play by the social rule book.
You don't like the social, you play by your own rule book.
I do. Yeah. But it's not my way is not accepted like Larry David.
His isn't accepted either.
No. But guess what? Guess what? I would love to be Larry David in the real world, as he does.
Oh, to have all that money and shit? Fuck yeah!
No, not that. The Larry David on the show.
To just be able to do whatever the fuck you want.
Just say what you fucking mean. Instead of this tippy-toe bullshit throughout life.
Yeah. I try to be more like Larry David every day.
Rich as fuck?
Well, without being rude or anything.
Yeah, I try to do that too. I try to just, I don't know.
All right, our first review is from Belge, and it's a...
Oh my God, no way.
It basically delivers in all of the standard elements that we've come to expect from both Event and Emmerich movies. And he gave it was a fresh tomato. He gave it a 6 on 10.
Whoa.
I wonder what Armand White gave this.
Who's that?
Armand White is that critic who gives favorable reviews to bad movies and bad reviews to favorable movies. Like, he'll give, you know, like Raimi's Spider-Man 2 or Iron Man like a 3 on 10, and then like write 2,000 words why it's horrible.
Oh,
he's like the ultimate fucking troll, he won't admit to it.
Does like a fucking essay?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sam's on the phone.
Sam?
Samwise Gamgee? Listen, oh, I'm Sam. Here with Bilbo.
Oh, Sam.
Oh, Sam. Give me some of that lambus bread in my mouth. More
best
and
bread
lo-
ever.
What?
Best bread ever. Super dry, though. Always looks super dry.
Oh, it looks so dry. Crumbly. Oh, my God.
But it fills you up, which is nice.
Yeah, we got lambus bread and more lambus bread. Rub it all over my lambus.
Yeah.
Sam.
Would you heat up a cup, Sam, and rub it all over my lambus, please? Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Willie. Thank you. You've made my day.
I like that one. Sam. Oh, I fucking hate scenes like this. God damn it.
Dude, this was all Poseidon. Are you kidding me?
It fucking annoys me. God damn it.
I'm going to post this in our Facebook group, which, listen, the name is funny for a day, but I think we need to be a little bit more serious for our Facebook group.
We probably should.
That's my call. Sorry, Kupka. I know it's funny. It's a good giggle.
Yeah.
We got the the 50 people that we know in and out laughing about it. I think it's time to change it.
Let's have a meeting after the show.
Okay, we'll talk about it later.
All right, back in Lambus Town.
Lambus bread. Right, I'm going to post that we're doing a commentary.
I'd be like, nuzzle me in your Emmy Rosen bosoms. Please. Thank you. That'll warm me up.
How is she in Shameless? Like, is it
pretty
a
fucking hot?
Is it like a you know how like Kelly Kapowski, like you fell in love with her in Saved by the Bell? Is she like that in this?
Oh, for I'm sure younger generations are growing up with Emmy Rossum like holy shit. But here's the difference: they get to see her tits and everything and her ass.
Oh, they didn't. You're right. They didn't show Kelly Kapowski's boobs.
On Saved by the Bell, no, they did not. Or on 90210.
Mm. I wasn't about that. I didn't do 90210.
You weren't about the 90210
life? No. All I remember was that and the kid who shot himself. The school DJ or the school DJ's assistant.
Yeah. And they had that one song. Hold on. This isn't a 90210, guys. I can't call my wife for some fucking obscure fucking 90210 moment where they played the real horrible song.
I don't know.
There was a fucking episode where one of the characters beat the shit out of his girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
And then they played some really horrible, like, 90s song.
Like, this do you really want...
Good, or some nah, that wasn't it. It was an upbeat.
Do you really want to hurt me?
It's something like that.
Oh, God.
I had to call my wife in there. I don't... Oh, fuck. It's driving me crazy. This is not 90210 cast.
You can ask Liz. If Liz is
a song in 90210 when somebody beats somebody else up? And, like, what's the song that they play? It's not... this is the story of... That's not it, right?
Oh, my God.
Huh?
The How Do You Talk to an Angel, Jamie?
How do you talk to an angel? You're right,
they don't play it while he's beating her? No, I meant afterwards.
Afterwards.
Right. Where did they play it?
In the spin-off show, The Heights.
They didn't even do 90210?
They spun off Donna's abusive boyfriend into his own standalone character.
Oh, and that...
Band, talking that you have a...
And that was the... And that was a song.
How do you talk to an angel?
Remember that song?
Thank you, Liz. This is ridiculous.
This is stupid. This How would is, that get, like, right on an avenue? Get the fuck out of here.
I've seen cabs hit something on every road. This fucking yacht.
How did this get through? You can see it. It's literally not wide enough.
This is Poseidon.
That building.
Poseidon and The Day After Tomorrow have joined movies together.
Oh. So they use this boat in Poseidon because Poseidon is next.
Yeah, they're like, hey, Roland, let me borrow.
Yeah, I got a great boat for you.
I got a great boat. It doesn't hit anything. It hits the bus underneath. Yeah, okay.
Do like these underwater shots.
Yeah, that looks great. I don't even
underwater
know.
Underwater city thing.
Is that the boat's really... testicles? What is that?
Yeah. The boat is male.
Yeah. Oh, Quaid's in, like, everyday gear now?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, listen, I mean business. I'm here in everyday gear. I'm not in a tucked-in shirt and tie. I'm in, like, a denim? A denim jacket?
Or is it a blazer? Like
nah, nice he's a J. Crew over here. Now, that's the president who's, like, numbnuts. She looks familiar. I've seen her before.
I like the military guys in there. Like, can we shoot it?
I love when the guy who's explaining everything says the size, how big something is. They compare it to a state.
Like,
fucking thing's as big as fucking Texas, bro. You want to throw the football around or what?
Let's throw the football around just so we can see. We can illustrate how big this is.
Look, we'll throw a football from New Jersey to California.
They get Uncle Rico in there.
I could throw a football over there in the mountains.
Fucking Rockies, bro.
Hey, it's a pigskin, bro. If you don't say pigskin, you're a pussy.
You're a fucking... Oh, can't say that word anymore. You're a pussy. Yeah, you're right.
Can't say that word anymore. What was it, girl?
Something like that. Don't be a sissy, bro.
Bro. Walk and talk. This is a walk and talk shop.
Yeah, this is a nice old school walk and talk. Hey, yeah. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right.
Guys, I'm going to walk down this hallway. Again. We're going to track you with our cam, our steady cam.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to get into the elevator, and I want you to fucking be like, I miss him. This is a blatant, you know that guy's going to say something mm-hmm. to this guy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the, I don't know, it's not like there's any bad guys, but like the people, it's a very black and white kind of character base in all this, in this whole movie.
It's like, just the vice president.
Like anti things, and you know the people are like on fucking Dennis Quaid's side.
Yeah.
Dennis Quaid, not Dennis Quaid.
Denny Squaid.
Denny Squaid. Denny Squaid.
Oh, hi, Denny Squaid.
Oh, hi, Denny Squaid.
The president's the worst. He just looks like a fucking doofus.
Yeah, yeah. Looks like he shouldn't be there.
Yeah. There he is.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. It's snowing in D.C. Give me Area 51. It turns into Independence Day.
His immediate, like, his fallback, his, in case of emergency plan is to call Area 51.
Yeah, he's like, get me Randy Quaid. He could destroy the alien.
Give me Randy Quaid. Send him at once. Send me on one of those flying sauces.
I love the 1930s guy. Yeah. We don't want any more Dennis Quaid. Give us Randy Quaid. He knows how to defeat the aliens.
Fucking 1920s jazz.
Yeah. Oh my god. Let's see if we could pull some of that. Pull some of that up so we could use that later. Some yaz.
Yaz.
Dude, that's a good bit. I think that'd be a good bit later on. People will get mm-hmm. a giggle out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait. I may have some. I may have some on my iTunes.
Chester United. Sport. That's what you want to fucking cheers to.
Oh, God. Fucking kid. I was at a bar the other night, right? Cowboys were playing. I don't know if this was a big thing anywhere else. But I live in New Jersey, and the Cowboys game was on at a bar that my band was supposed to play at. And all these fucking guys are looking at us setting up, and they're like,
you guys aren't really playing right now, are you?
Dude, word for word. You guys are going to start anytime soon, right? First of all, there was no house music on at the bar. Second, there was no TV audio on at the bar.
Yeah.
There was no audio coming out
of it. It was the jukebox was on or?
Nothing.
It was just quiet in the bar?
It was quiet and everyone was just loud. It was loud of all men. A lot of men just yelling about the game that was on. Mm-hmm. And they were upset that we were about to play. But I don't think their dumb minds realized that there was no other audio on. We can play and you guys can still use your eyeballs to watch the game.
Yeah, they don't want to hear that shit.
They didn't understand that they can use two different senses.
Yeah, they don't.
They thought that once we played, they would go blind and not watch the game, I think. I think that's what they thought.
Yeah, yeah. Also, but they can't hear themselves bitch, and they can't hear their friends bitch either.
Oh, maybe. Maybe that's what it was, those fucking assholes. And I'm like, we don't live in Dallas, guys. I don't know why this game is so special right here. We're in New Jersey. I don't get it.
I'm gonna get a little sporty. Dallas is the Giant, one of the Giants' like biggest fucking rivals.
I don't even know if they were playing the Giants. Oh, it doesn't matter.
Hmm.
But there was guys with cowboy hats on.
No, it's like guys that, like if the Cubs are playing.
Yeah.
Like the Sox fans will just root for the other team. You know what I mean? It's like that kind of shit.
Ankle socks? Or like
ankle
socks.
Yeah, well, yeah, like, ankle socks. Yeah,
like wigwams? Sure. Wigwams. Uh-oh. Do you hear that? Do you hear any music or no?
Yep.
Okay. It was like, oh, I don't want no. I don't want Dennis Quaid. Give me Randy Quaid.
Hello, Area 51. Give me Randy Quaid. No, that's his brother. Give me Randy Quaid. The pilot. Ah, yes. He's got two young kids.
I'm back.
Here we are in D.C. Oh, things have gone from bad to worse. It was nice, and now it's not.
Oh, it's a dance-off where men are dancing with women. It's fantastic. Hey, Jimmy, hand me over that cane. I don't know.
This music is hilarious.
Oh, my God. New York City. It's snowing in New York City right now. Go get your snowshoes and your winter coats.
Ah, let's all take a school trip down to Broadway. Ah, here we are in the hospital. New York Hospital.
Anybody need a Band-Aid? Yes, I need a Band-Aid on floor four. Oh, my God, Jesus. What is this, Whiplash? Yeah, get me J.K. Simmons on the phone.
And while you're at it, get that young boy Miles Teller. He's a young and upcoming talent. Ah, look at him go.
Look at him play those skins, huh? I want to keep it on.
You gotta try that one.
I want to keep going. Dennis Quaid pushing things on the pickup truck. A Model T. It's the Model T. A new car. A new invention for the times.
Just look at what old man Ford has been producing today.
Welcome to the World's Fair in Queens. Hi. Oh, God, I got nothing.
Let's go back to it. I sent you a new song, so when you think we're getting into the groove...
Oh, you got, where'd you send it?
The Skipe.
Ah, welcome to Skipe. It's a wonderful time. Oh, my God. Oh, that was...
Oh, Mexico officials closed the border. Look at that. Nope, you're not getting into our fucking... Oh, look at how fucking great this is.
Oh, so timely.
I'm gonna fucking take this part of the movie.
Yeah.
And then put it on Facebook and act like it's a real, like, news story. Let's see how much traction it gets. This is fucking great. It's actually not a bad idea. We'll do it on Binge Media. We'll 10x our likes. Well, 10x it.
10x. No, wait, where's Dave there tomorrow? Oh, there it is. All right, so they're in the library. They're burning books.
Fucking goddamn Nazis.
He's like, no, you can't burn those. These two are going to bang.
Who?
These two. The two...
Glasses and the other person?
Yeah, the two book nerds. They're banging... Hmm? Not today, though. They're going to bang...
when it's warmer.
You know when. You know when. The day after tomorrow.
Everything is... This is the second time that's happened.
I think one of the kids says, we can't live on vending machine food. I'll be like, I think I could do that for a week.
Mm-hmm.
Are you kidding me? I stand at a vending machine and be like, what the fuck do I want? Chips Ahoy, fucking Hershey's. Snickers.
Yeah, it really is the fucking Encino Man.
You know,
Here are the four food groups. Corn nuts.
It's total buffet worthy vending machine. I'm going to open up a buffet. It's going to be called the vending machine.
The vending machine, yeah.
Yeah, and it's just going to be fucking chock full of Snickers and deliciousness.
Got to have a Reese's in there.
Reese's?
Reese's at some point.
Reese's. Reese's peanut cup. All right. I finally got your song.
Mm-hmm.
So that's ready to go whenever we need to do that bit.
Okay, great, again. Great. It's a president scene, right? It has to be a president scene?
Yeah, I think like once we...
He's the one...
I think it's a Quaid thing, too. Ah, man, get me Quaid. Yeah,
the president is always... Is always looking for a Quaid of some sort.
All right. So the one, I kind of can't wait. That was kind of funny. I kind of enjoyed that bit. I like this woman. I think she's a great actress.
Who, Celia Ward?
Yeah. I like her a lot.
She's pretty good.
Yeah. You know, Kimball's wife. I mean, if he saw something in her, you know. That's what your right sounded like. That's why.
Huh?
That's when you said right, it sounded very Arnold. That's why I went,
because Kimball, I'm Detective John Kimball. Who's your daddy and what does he do?
It's not a tornado. Oh God, Peter! Still reading that fucking Peter Pan book. Enough.
Still reading it.
He's like, I don't
waiting
want...
to die in, from multiple fucking avenues.
He's reading he's reading a Peter Pan book about a boy that won't grow up. Well, neither will you, sir.
Oh, that's too bad, Charlie.
Oh, my God.
Cheer up, Charlie. No need to frown. Watched that the other day.
You watched Willy Wonka, huh?
Yep.
Mm. You love that Johnny Depp version. That one?
Oh.
Oh, my bad.
Dick move, bro.
I would not be in a bed with four or three old people. Ugh. Ugh, bed bugs.
Yeah, super nasty.
Yeah, gross.
Just the smell alone.
Just the smell alone. First of all, no one would want to be in a bed with me because I just fucking rip so much ass.
Yeah, I'd be begging Charlie to take me out back and put one in the back of my head. Like, just fucking kill me. I'm not sitting.
Hey, listen.
I'm old, but I'm not sitting with three other old people.
Listen, that's great about that golden ticket. How about that golden bullet? Do you have one of those? Fucking just throw it right in the temple. I don't even.
I've got a golden bullet. It's ours, Charlie. Back and waste me away.
They start playing fucking Russian roulette. The fucking grandparents.
They just start playing Russian roulette with the golden bullet.
Yeah.
The fucking weird Willy Wonka movie. Man.
That's a great Willy Wonka.
It's a great Willy Wonka movie. Charlie, all of a sudden, right?
Yeah.
He has the golden ticket. And instead of just being like regular Charlie, where he like loves everybody, and wants his Grandpa Joe to go because he's most nimble, I guess. He's like
nimble, Detective John Nimble.
Detective John Nimble. I'm a Kensaw, you idiot. And he's like telling all the grandparents, he's like, "We all want to go, right? Like, we all want to go to the chocolate factory. I can take one guess," and they're all like, "Yeah." Holds up a bullet. A golden bullet. He's like, "This is gonna decide who gets to go."
Yeah, you okay, Jax?
Just hand it over.
Okay, you went Jax for a second there.
Well, that leaves two people, Charlie. Exactly. Now you're gonna have a fight to the death in the bed.
You guys have to play footsie until one of you falls off the bed. Oh, shit.
This is where he starts his, this is where we learn all the lessons about being homeless and being warm.
This is the homeless monologue. Survival. Oh, see, look, these two are kind of like Wonka bed.
Yeah, they are. then I'm okay with that.
Oh, you like that?
Yeah, I'd sit in a bed with...
With Jake Gyllenhaal?
Huh?
With Jake Gyllenhaal?
I'd sit in bed with both of them. Fuck
it. Oh, okay. I told you I saw him on the street of New York. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Yeah, you were like, motherfucking Donnie motherfucking Darko.
I was like, yo, what's up? What's that fucking Disney movie?
Hey, there's the fucking Nightcrawler over there, kid.
Yo, Prince of Persia, what are you doing?
That guy is so fucking... He loves Prince of Persia. At least he's Jake Gyllenhaal on the street. Fuck Prince of Persia.
Say, yo, I got that shit on 4K, yo. HD DVD.
I got this shit on 4 Jake, yo.
Yo, I got Laserdisc, yo. Prince of Persia in the house. Jesus. What are we doing?
No, we're not even talking about the movie at this
point. Look, we're on Hoth right now. I'm going to go out on Tauntaun.
Now, I know that.
What, Hoth?
I know the planet of Hoth. Are you kidding me? Oh, that's God. That new shit. Not that fucking... Oh, wait. That's that old shit, not the new shit.
No, Hoth is old shit, yo.
I know. That's what I'm trying to say.
What do we got going on here? Oh, they're showing us underneath the ice. Bad CGI. That's why I couldn't tell what the fuck was going on. Like oh! Ooh. Nice.
Do you have any interest in rock climbing?
I've been rock climbing.
Do you have any interest in keeping to continue on rock climbing?
I would do rock climbing again.
Are you a free climb kind of thing, or you do bouldering? What are you doing?
I went rock climbing in Colorado on the actual Rockies, where I can see the Coors Brewery.
Mm-hmm.
But me and my cousin went. And we hired a professional rock climber. So, like, he was kind of, like, guiding me. But I was up there, man. I was rock climbing.
Rock climbers are like surfers in a lot of ways. They're just like, hey, man. You know, just, like, really laid back and high all the time.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Y'all want a boulder or?
It was great, man. It was a lot of fun. It just, you know, you need the confidence, you know, the things that, you know, it's all about being a man, bro. It's just like
you gotta be one with nature too, you know?
Yeah, man, you just gotta like make love to that mountain.
You just gotta stick your dick in one of those little holes, you know?
It's fun, man. It's just kind of like problem solving and puzzle solving.
That's my favorite part of rock climbing.
Yeah.
Is the problem solving aspect. It's almost like a, deconstructed fucking backwards version of Tetris in a lot of ways.
Yeah. I can't do like Mission Impossible 2 intro rock climbing just like with nothing but a sandbag. I need to be like tied in three times and I'll do it, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Oh, dead. He cut himself loose. That's kind of like Poseidon in the elevator shaft, except the other guy kicked him off.
Yeah, so it's kind of like it.
Oh, fuck. Fuck this. How
high they are to those fucking power lines.
Fuck this. I hate camping, one. Number two, I will not camp in the winter. And this just looks like hell. Are we in Brokeback Mountain? What are we doing here?
I guess we don't need that third one. Because Dad cut himself loose. Is that Andy Dick?
No, Andy Dick. You know what? I thought of that when I rewatched this week. The woman librarian looks like Andy Dick.
Oh, yeah.
But that looks like Andy Dick, too. That's why they're going to bang later. Mm-hmm. This guy's still burning books. He's holding on to this really old Bible for some reason. You know, this is his speech of this. I could do it totally without this scene. He looks like a perv anyway.
I'm gonna save at least one little piece of it.
One book. It's mine.
One book to find them. One book to bring them all in the darkness, bind them.
Oh my God. Settle down, book nerd. These pages are going to be sticky the day after tomorrow. This is a good scene. Good acting by this woman. She's like, what the hell is going on with that light?
That's a cool shot with the light coming through, like, the grates.
The blinds.
Or whatever.
And she kind of, like, decompresses her air. Oh, my God. Fucking thank God. Thank you so much.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, I'm so glad.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so thank you.
I lost my... Oh, my God. My husband was... I was killed. I was killed by the one-armed man.
What's up, Emmy Rose? You need a little glass of water, sweetie?
Settle down over there. Trying to fucking roofie her?
No, I just wanted to give her a little glass of water. Make sure she's okay.
Yeah, you want to give her that fucking stem.
Anything, I'm going to roofie myself.
You know what? I'd totally be boozing the hell out of it right now. I'd be smoking those fucking papers of the books.
Yeah, be, just trying to get high.
There'd be no weed in it.
Just trying to get high on literature.
And not even smoke weed. I'm just trying to be cool, bro. I'm just trying to be a man, bro. I'm just trying to be so cool.
That's okay, bro.
Bro.
Safe space.
Bro, smoke, bro. With my jersey on.
That's what you, what's she saying? Oh, I'm going to turn this up.
Oh, turn it up. Good. What is she saying? She's like, I want to touch your Darko.
Listen to me.
Let me see Emmy. That.
You're going to be great. You're going to be starring in a Showtime series in a couple of years, and you're going to be doing amazing.
Yeah. She's like, let me see that Prince of Persia.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Let me night crawl to your jar head.
Let me see that jar head.
I want to night crawl to your jar head. Please, Jake. Please, Jake.
Jake, come on. Come on, don't be stupid.
They'll make me pull up his fucking
eye. I know, I was about to do the same thing. I'm doing it. It's the only way I can land a joke. It's the only way I can land a joke. Let me see that oak jaw.
Let's see you bubble, boy.
Touch me with your south paw.
All right, this is where it starts to get stupid. This, right?
Yeah, right now, this.
Right now, by the way. Not earlier.
Yeah.
Oh, wasn't it?
Oh, here we go.
All right.
Man. Jimmy, what do we got over here?
Thank you for apprising me of the situation.
Let's all leave the room together.
Thank you.
Into the burning hallway.
I love this room so much.
It's sad to say goodbye. But here we are at the refugee camp in Mexico. Temperature 32 degrees.
Who knew? Be counting on our friends to the south. It's so hard to exterminate them.
The home country. Hello, sir. I'm here to see Jimmy, the meteorologist. Oh, we'll come right in. Welcome, sir. Welcome.
Bring me to Jimmy, the meteorologist, at once. Thank you.
Right this way, sir. Jimmy the meteorologist, where are you? I'm all the way back here, in the tube. Hi, you the Jimmy?
No, I'm a woman. You silly goose.
What are you doing here, then? What are you doing here, Dane?
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here, Dane? Hit the skids.
Ah, there he is. Hi, are you Jimmy the meteorologist?
I'm sorry, sir, are you Jimmy the meteorologist?
No, I'm the vice president, you idiot. Get out of here, Dane. And get me my cigars while you're at it.
Yeah, give me some cigars and a mint julep, please. Thank you.
There.
Music is bust.
Oh my god. Oh shit. Oh, here she is, Andy Dick.
Mm-hmm. This was me in news radio. This was me in... I don't know what else Andy Dick was
in. The Army now, with Pauly Shore.
Oh, right.
I love that movie, by the way. Dude, that guy looks like Andy Dick. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
This is a long movie.
Yeah, it is. It totally is.
I got nothing else to say. I'm just waiting for the presidency to roll in so I could press play on my iTunes for this 1920s baloney music.
We missed homeless guy saying something.
I almost spit my drink everywhere.
That was a stupid sentence to say. You're right. He did say something, though.
Oh, good.
It's probably useful.
I'm sure it was.
It's very heavy-handed.
Satellite. Oh, in... oh, what?
God.
I thought they would play that over this. What are you doing? Come on, let's see some satellite images.
Oh, God. What? Damn it.
It's not me. It's the movie.
Fuck this movie, then.
What?
Oh, Jesus.
It's the movie. I'm not doing anything.
Well, I hate this movie.
Okay. Oh, I just fell over.
Oops, look at me. Clumsy me.
Well, we're going to have to go out on Tauntaun. They're going to have to cut open a Tauntaun, man. That's the only way you can survive out there. All right, so now Jake Gyllenhaal, watch him break these fucking chairs. These are the worst chairs ever. One kick, they explode. Makes them into snowshoes. Now, what we didn't mention earlier, so Jake Gyllenhaal failed his, I don't know what it was, calculus? He failed calculus for this semester, right? So the conversation with him and his father was, why'd you fail calculus? And then Gyllenhaal's like, well, I wrote the answers down, but I didn't show any work of how I got the answers. He's like, why didn't you show any work? And he's like, I did it all in my head. He's like, oh, okay, well, did you tell your teacher that? And he's like, yeah. He's like, well, what did he say? He's like, he flunked me, Dad, remember?
Remember? So
he's like a genius. He's like a genius kid. So that's why he was able to turn these fucking chairs into snowshoes. So he's a genius.
He's a genius kid who doesn't apply himself. Is that where we're led to believe?
I mean, he's applying himself. Well, no, he's applying himself. He just
himself to snowshoes, sure.
He just didn't show the work. He didn't need to.
Fucking balls.
Oh, here comes the fucking...
Wolfie. Here comes Wolfgang Peterson.
Oh, my... Dude, I just looked at the runtime. We have, like, 28 minutes left.
There's a half hour left.
Oh, right. My God.
I can't believe this.
How?
This is literally the dumbest part of the movie, too. This is ridiculous. Like,
all they need to do is get medicine. Like, they could have... You're telling me there's no medicine in the fucking museum or library?
Yeah, whatsoever. But, and now they're using these wolves as antagonists, like natural, like it's a natural habitat, like fucking antagonists. And it's just so cheap and horrible.
No, you're right. I guarantee this was a trailer moment. At the end, when Gyllenhaal's being chased by the wolves down the hallway, I guarantee it was a trailer shot. Yeah, this is stupid.
Get all that shit. Just take it all. Who cares?
Loot. Guys, over here.
Oh, Jesus. Shut up, kid.
So they're going to go, instead of, they found a mess hall,
mm-hmm.
which I don't think they would have called that. I think they would have said cafeteria. That's what I would have said.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have said mess hall. This isn't the army barracks over here.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, totally.
Hey, there's a mess hall. Oh, here comes the... we had a POV shot. Wolves. POV.
Stab those motherfuckers in the mouth. Fuck those dudes.
I don't think they have anything like that, do they?
Well, look at Jay fucking...
Oh, yeah.
Handling business there.
Well, he's the prince.
Of Persia.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a bad scene. They really don't need this.
I hated this. I mean, it's not a good movie, but like, I hated particularly this part.
Well, actually, later on, the frost, the freezing, is like they're escaping the frost, which we'll see later. So they needed them out of the library to have that quote unquote chase scene.
Yeah.
But I guess they didn't need the wolves. I mean, the frost and the freezing is a protagonist on its own.
Yeah, I guess so.
I guess the wolves are just an added bonus, but they probably could have saved $2 million not using the wolves. Oh, I hate the cold so much, man.
Oh, yeah, it's the worst.
I see Joel on the wet hair.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh.
It's weird that fucking cold conspires you to get so warm, but then you could get so warm that you overheat and then you get fucking hypothermia. It's the fucking worst. I fucking hate the cold so much. I don't even know why I live in Chicago. It's so stupid. Also, it's not like I have to fucking battle hypothermia every day. But point still remains. I'm tired of fighting wolves is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, this isn't the gray. Which you did a commentary for.
Yeah, we did. We do. I think one of our last for the old show, too.
I think so.
One of my favorite commentaries.
I don't have sirens on my film. Hmm? I don't have sirens on my film. That's weird.
You get a weird copy, then.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You must have one of those bootlegs. So, real quick story about this movie. So, I usually use a physical copy for my commentaries because I like to use a DVD player or Blu-ray player. I don't like to stream.
Yeah.
So, I was kind of hunting around my cities for a DVD copy of this. I reached out to two people on Facebook Marketplace. One guy last night fell through. And then the woman today, I was going to buy it for $1 from her because I was in the same city as her today because I was working. She fell through today. So on my way home, I stopped at a Goodwill and I stopped at a consignment shop. Nobody had this. So I don't think this is a movie people donate to Goodwill. I think they hold on to this and they love this movie.
Look, there's two things that happen. I mean, this movie is successful. We looked at Box Office Mojo. We saw how successful it was. Not only domestic, foreign-wise. So,
yeah.
Two things that happened. People watched it and fucking didn't want to buy the DVDs, or they loved it so much they're not willing to give up their DVDs.
I wish there was a DVD Mojo.
Hold on. Let me check.
All right. So here we go. Now, while Alex is checking, we have a chase scene here. It's Frost versus Gyllenhaal.
Nixon.
Oh my god.
But there is a Frost Nixon in this scene, though.
Oh, hello, Nixon. How are you? Now we have a news broadcast of Richard Nixon. Oh, yes. We have Frost coming right now.
Oh, right now, a crook.
And I just sent you a song. It's the go-to song in my head.
Yeah.
And I found it. For... Now I know what it's called.
Oh, this is the this is the
my
better
song I hear in my head when we do with the 1920s bit.
Okay, let me I gotta do some. Oh, jeez, I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear that. Sorry. I'm doing things.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, fucking down, Jesus.
I know it was a little loud.
Oh wait, hold on. That's our Dude, you're the boss. You can fucking make as much noise as much noise as you want.
Like,
it's so much noise, bro. It's crazy.
Look at, they're being chased by Cold right now.
Not even watching. Not even watching right now.
And you can shut out Cold by doing that.
What's that? Oh, what am I doing? Oh,
like closing the door. That fucking homeless guy did.
Yeah, you close the door.
Look at that record time. Another one of my biggest things about this fucking stupid movie is, and I love it just because I love to fucking talk shit about it.
Yeah.
But Dennis Quaid's already in New York City from D.C.
Dude.
He walked across glaciers.
It's not that far.
It's pretty fucking far for a movie.
It's a six-hour drive.
What about a walk then?
Seven. Dude, he has snowshoes on. You know how fast you can walk with those on? Come on.
You know what? You're right. You're right. I saw snowshoes when I was in Colorado. I'm like, I should get those. And then it took me fucking a half hour to get from the parking lot to my resort. It was literally right in front of me. So I could have used snowshoes. You're right.
Now, you had a drink in the Shining Hotel bar.
Yeah, I did.
Dude.
I had two of them.
Fucking so, so jealous of that.
It's a bourbon bar too, Pete. I mean, they have they must, if they have 50 bourbons, I'd be like, holy shit, that's pretty impressive. But it was more than that.
I'm impressed that you went there.
And we did the ghost tour there. It was awesome. The MC would fucking love that.
I'd have fucking jizzed everywhere.
Oh well, there are little pockets for that, sure.
Okay, good.
They're called cinnamon rolls. What? Yeah, that's gross.
Jesus.
I'm the gross one. Yeah, you want jizz everywhere, but I'm the gross one.
Yeah, you are the gross one. You know what? You posted a photo of this road on this mountain, and and there's probably a gazillion of these roads. But I'm gonna say I've been on that road.
You were on that same road.
I was on that same road.
Fuck yeah, son.
And there was a blizzard, and I thought I was gonna fall off.
Yeah, tote.
Yeah, totes. Just say it. Come on, come
on. I don't even do totes
just
anymore.
Fucking just do it.
Tote. The worst. Somebody stabbed me in the face.
Do you think these guys, their gloves they're using, do you think they're totes?
I think they might be totes.
Yeah, they gotta be totes. What's another glove brand?
Well, you got your North Face.
Oh, North Face, yeah. Oh,
see,
Staten.
These guys made it. They made it to fucking Staten Island.
They
these
did.
These guys.
Look. Look at their technology. Hey, that guy's cold. I bet you that guy's cold.
What if he just yell out?
Hey.
Hey, it's Quaid. That guy's cold. According to this.
You think that guy's covered in frost or is it baby powder?
What is he frosty or?
Huh? We're running out of jokes.
Look at that tent. It's really cold. It's shaking.
You think there are people outside the tent, like film workers just shaking it? Or do you think they bought, you know what, I bet you Roland Emmerich bought wind machines. That's why the fucking
that's
movie.
What I was just thinking. I bet it's one of those like standalone, really like fucking high octane fans.
Yeah, the PA is like, Roland, I can shake it and hide underneath the lights so you don't see my shot. No,
is a big Hollywood movie. We will hire fans to
no
this.
Absolutely not. We will get fans. What, you crazy? You're fired.
You're fired.
You will not work on Independence 2 Resurgence. He's not French.
Of the what?
Independence 2. Independence Day 2 Resurgence. you think... You waited till Will Smith signs on to Independence Day 2. You'll regret it. He doesn't sign on. We're losing listeners. How about when people hit their head, they have to bandage it like 10 times around their head? It's so thick, that padding.
Yeah, it's really bad.
Put
it's
a band.
Like fucking five layers of padding.
All right, that's a good Earth shot.
Earth shot is pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, oh, satellite. Should I play it?
If anything, play fucking Satellite of Love by the Velvet Underground. That's a better song. How I Oh, fuck what? This guy, man. Fuck this guy. No. Nope.
Oh, it's not me. It's Roland Emmerich chose this.
I will walk out of this commentary.
All right.
Sorry, Tom Maloney, but I will.
Who's this? Quaid?
Quaid.
Wait. Oh, he hears music. Wait. What the hell's going on out here? Huh, what's going on out here?
Oh, wow. Here I am. Out in the Arctic tundra. Looking at... Oh, I am not in the Arctic tundra. I'm looking at New York City. Here we are. Ah, look at the... Hold on, come on. Fucking... Jesus. Here's me and my friend with a head wound. He's doing okay. Look at him, ladies.
Ah, the SS... The SS bullshit. I had nothing.
The SS frozen boat is capsized. Who knew? Look at us. Everybody. It seems like we might be in a different timeline.
Well, if it isn't Miss Liberty herself.
That's what I would think.
Yes. She is fantastic in all sorts of ways. Yeah. Oh, look at the legs on her. Oh, wait. Can't see them.
Can't see those legs.
No. Look at that armpit. Pristine.
Hey, thankful for this day after tomorrow. Finally get to get a up close look at the Statue of Liberty.
Hey, I'm here with Michael Rappaport. His brother. Here we are in New York City, the finest of all the jazz clubs in New York.
Michael Rappaport. His brother.
Michael Rapp, report on this.
Look at this skyline.
Look at this.
Most in the country.
Oh my god, the Empire State Building, everybody. Oh, hey. Hey, look at this green screen.
What do you think about all that?
What do you see over there? I don't know. I can't use my imagination. Huh? What?
Young Rappaport.
What?
You're so charming.
Oh, my God. I don't even... I don't know what to say.
Take off my snowshoes, and we'll just free climb.
We'll run towards the green wall.
Okay, green screen?
Oh my That's god.
Oh.
Wait, what? Say it again. Wait, ready? Say it now. Say it now.
Ah, oh, look at us sliding into the New York City library.
Sliding in tomorrow. Sliding into tomorrow.
Sliding in tomorrow. Hopefully, sliding into the day after tomorrow.
Is anyone here? I hear music. Where's the club entrance? Is this the Copacabana?
Just make sure those blacks and minorities don't come in here, please. Thank you.
Where's that record scratch? Oh my god. I've never owned a flashlight that looks like a fucking...
Like giant flashlight?
How are they going to get into this door? Oh, how does he know where he is?
It doesn't make it. None of this makes any sense.
No. Look, they pretend. They're like acting like they're dead, mm-hmm. You know, but they're just sleeping. Like everyone's on the same sleep schedule. What?
It's me, Emmy Rossum. Get those lips over here, girl.
Jesus!
What? Huh?
Oh my god!
Somebody should stop this man. He can't keep getting away with this!
So, like, Dennis Quaid walks in, Emmy Rossum's like,
what up?
Pretty much.
And
Gyllenhaal's like,
what the fuck is happening right now? Mm-hmm.
And then the storm comes and is like,
oh my god, the fucking verp storm of the century. The verp of the century.
The verp after tomorrow?
Oh, Jesus.
That movie is fantastic. Oh, wait, here we go. Hey, has anyone seen that Jabba?
Oh, look at us all in dry land. Everybody in t-shirts.
Ah, the OSO show.
Need for snowshoes or snow clothes or anything like that. Here we are.
Ah, Mr. Vice President.
Dry climate.
Hey, Mr. Vice President. We got the martini bar opened up. Would you like to join us?
Thanks,
sir. Our plane has just taken off into flight. It's the first time as aircraft has taken off. You want to come see it? Yes. Stupid. Listen, this is a helicopter. Look, it'll take off.
Helicopter. It has two different propellers. Ah, the future.
Hello, everyone. I am Vice President Jazz. My name is...
My name is Vice President Jazz. Welcome. Hey, listen to the song. It'll explain everything. Welcome to America. One and all.
Everyone's invited. Except you know who. You know who you are.
You know who you are. You're not invited. Look in the mirror.
If you're questioning your invitation, well, you're not invited. So grab your cigar and your martini glass and join us. Except you know who.
You know who. If you're questioning it, you're already too late.
Come join us for a fizzy lifting drink. Snozzberry tastes like a snozzberry. Ah, there's the museum now. I see it.
Ah, look at that. You can slide right into it.
You can slide right into the day after tomorrow.
Dewey Decimal System, more like Dewey Decimal Piston.
Hey, Peter, you're done reading that dumb book. Listen, you always said you don't want to grow old, but guess what? You're not going to, because you're going to die the day after tomorrow. Oh, black and white TV. Yes, we still have those in 2004.
Yeah, we finally got one. Here you go, patients. You're all going to die. In more ways than one. If one thing is not going to get you, the other one will.
And that's our program for this evening. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for coming to the day after tomorrow. We'll see you after the day after tomorrow. Oh, there's six young people walking across a glacier.
Hey, Jimmy!
Oh, finally made it.
We're down here!
This is our time down here. Up there in the helicopter, it's your time. In our time, I don't even know.
Oh. Holy shit. I feel like this song's appropriate right now.
Oh, yes.
Right? Like, man, I wish more people were saved. They're there on the roof. Now, this is like Independence Day, right? All those strippers on the roof, like, holding signs up. Like, welcome, bitches! Suck our tits!
Yeah. Suck my dick, aliens!
Gyllenhaal. Oh, you like that, huh?
Ugh.
So that's this song, then.
Yep.
Oh, this is how the movie should end.
Oh, this is amazing.
Right? It fits, right? Look, these two astronauts are going to bang.
Watching these scenes with this song makes so much sense.
Right? These two astronauts are going to be like, hey, why don't you take off that astronaut suit?
Mm-hmm.
This kind of fits.
It does. Look at that slow fade to the song.
The zoom out.
Ah, oh, beautiful.
Oh my god. All right. Not bad.
It's a fans in
line. Now, you know what? We'll ride this song out.
Yeah, ride it out.
We'll ride this one out.
Turn up a little.
Up. Oh, here we go. What the
wolves is?
Cause I tell them why. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us.
Yes.
For the day after tomorrow commentary. I know you were weary about joining us, but guess what? I hope you had a good time, and I think you did have a good time.
And also, we don't want to always do commentaries for movies that we just want to shit on or hate or anything like that. But when you hate together, you love together. And that's what I like about doing commentaries for Binge Media. On this here fine network, we love plenty of stuff. And we also hate plenty of stuff. And we want to give both of those sides equal opportunity to get love.
That's it.
Good. And that's good. You can do both.
Listen, we're going to do commentaries for movies that we know are going to be like fun, campy shit. We're going to do commentaries for movies that are classics and films that we loved back in the day, nostalgia factors and stuff. But we're going to rip on them because we want this show to be entertaining as well. I mean, if you wanted the normal commentary, you'd pop on that DVD and listen to the director talk about, oh, look at that show, that was a dolly. Like, you know, we're just here to just have some fun.
That's right.
You know, and that's BingeMedia.net.
That's BingeMedia in a nutshell. It's BingeMedia.net on iTunes and all over.
Look for us in the papers. The day after tomorrow, the papers.
Strike up lucky.
All right, everybody, thank you so much for listening, liking, subscribing, comment, you know, leave us a comment and review us on iTunes.
Yes, that helps.
Everything goes a long way, so thank you so much. All right, we'll see you next time. Later.
See you.
You've been listening to the Binge Media Podcast Network at BingeMedia.net. Support the show by donating on Patreon at Patreon.com/BingeMedia. Subscribe to us on iTunes. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Buy some merch at BingeMedia.net/shop. Subscribe to our newsletter at BingeMedia.net/newsletter. And don't forget,
I didn't stop giving handjobs because I wasn't good at it. I stopped giving handjobs because I was the best at it.